Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, no question U.S. better off if Trump resigned or was removed. By Amy Furr on January 7, 2021. The nation would be better off if President Donald Trump resigned or was removed from office, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, R., said Thursday. I think there's no question that America would be better off if the president would resign or be removed from office, he said during a press conference. Hogan expressed his hopes that Mike Pence, Vice President of the United States, would conduct a peaceful transition of power over the next 13 days until President Biden is sworn in. He continued. How the details of, if that's gonna happen or how that should happen, I don't know. But I think Vice President Pence, who's a friend and has been for a long time, I have tremendous respect for, I think he did the right thing. Stood up for the rule of law. Stood up to protect the Constitution. There's speculation that he was involved in finally making the decision about the National Guard. I don't know. But we need leadership right now, and we need to stop all of this craziness. The governor's comments come one day after chaos at the U.S. Capitol as protesters clashed with police following the March to Save America. Early Thursday, Pence concluded the joint session of Congress that certified the electoral votes for President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, according to Breitbart News. Following Wednesday's events, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg blacklisted President Trump from the platform and Instagram indefinitely. Zuckerberg wrote in a Facebook post, "His decision to use his platform to condone rather than condemn the actions of his supporters at the Capitol building has rightly disturbed people in the U.S. and around the world. We removed these statements yesterday because we judged that their effect, and likely their intent, would be to provoke further violence." In a video Trump posted after the events on Capitol Hill, he said, "We had an election that was stolen from us," adding, "But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt," he stated.